This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional? I suspect you are. You are because you're listening to this radio show. You absolutely are. Anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And NewCaliforniaState.com. Now, listen, we're having town halls all over the state, it looks like. Well, I mean, north and south and east and west, and it's craziness, I tell you. It's craziness. But August is a big time for town halls. I'm going to be really busy, jumping around all over the place. And I look forward to it, sure. I look forward to coming home, getting some sleep, and, you know, that sort of thing. So, anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, all of you radio aficionados out there. And also, those of you that have been contributing to New California State and all of your information and so on, and then you've also got your citizen journalists, and I really want to thank them. We are doing a lot of things talking about the stories that you bring to light here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we really do appreciate it. So anyway, that's just sort of in a nutshell. So A21R.com, of course, is the new Agenda 21 Radio site, and NewCaliforniaState.com. For New California. All right. Now, if you want to call in, we are going to open up the lines, and it's 215-867-8255. Here we go. 215-867-8255. That will be in the next B block, as we call it, and you can call in. So 215-867-8255. I know I've got some people on the texting business right now, and you're calling the inside line, and I'm on the air. I'm getting a lot more of that, calling the wrong lines and dogs barking. Come on. What's up with the dogs? Well, you know, dogs have friends too, including this dog. Anyway, so what about what is really truly going on, I guess, is the big question. And what about Gavin Newsom? Now, we did this yesterday, and we talked about this. He signed on the 30th SB 27. SB 27. And SB 27. SB 27 was kind of interesting. This is the bill that keeps Trump off the ballot. No Trump for you. And I've gotten so many phone calls and texts from everybody about what's going on. And I want to get this whole thing kind of straightened out for you, okay? So you understand what's happening here. That it is unconstitutional, in my opinion, absolutely unconstitutional, what's going on with this bill to keep the president off the ballot because he's not going to turn over his taxes. And a lot of people have now come to the defense of the El Presidente, of course. Even people that might you might think are not friends of the president. But I'm going to play for you Mark Musser. I'm going to give him a few minutes to cogitate about this. I'm probably going to stop it before the break and kind of, you know, give you a little storyline about it. Mark Musser ran for, he ran for Secretary of State? I think it was Secretary of State. Against Alex Padilla. And anyway, this is his little story. He's an attorney, and he's also working, I believe, with some of the election integrity stuff, I believe. But he's doing a really good job in his practice, doing a lot of really good things for people. So this is what we hear from him about the president. So hang on.
Seven, in his attempt to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. This is an unconstitutional bill, and I'm going to explain why here in the next couple minutes. But I pulled off by the road and decided or educate everybody of what's going on in the state of California, what Gavin Newsom just did.
Well, we got a little technical glitch here for Mark. What's going on here?
Hey, everybody. Here we go. Mark Moyser here. Hey, I just got word that Gavin Newsom just signed the bill, Senate Bill 27, in his attempt to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. This is an unconstitutional bill, and I'm going to explain why here in the next couple minutes. But I pulled off the side of the road and decided I better educate everybody of what's going on in the state of California, what Gavin Newsom just did, and what's probably going to happen in this whole thing. So, Senate Bill 27 requires the governor and the president to release their tax returns in order to be on the ballot. Now, what, why is this unconstitutional? because the United States Constitution sets forth the requirements about you to be president of the United States. You got to be 35 years old. You got to be a natural citizen of the United States. Those are the requirements. And when California joined the Union, it accepted those requirements, that that would be the only requirements. Now, states are allowed to charge a filing fee in order to become president, or in order to be on the ballot. Or in lieu of that, you can gather so many signatures in order to waive the filing fee. But that's the only limitations that are allowed by the courts, by law, that the states can, you know, try to recuperate the cost of running the election. They are not allowed to add restrictions onto who could be president and who could be on the ballot and who can't be on the ballot. That is strictly left to the United States Constitution. And so California's legislature, in their attempt to try to one-up Donald Trump, in their anger over Donald Trump not revealing his tax returns. You know, there is nothing in the law that says a president must reveal, show their tax returns. There's no federal law. Constitution doesn't require it.
So what's happening, of course, you just see this. They're acting extra-constitutionally, which is a violation of Article 6 of the Constitution, the Supremacy Clause. I'm glad he signed it, because he's in direct violation, knowingly. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
We're listening to Mark Muser. He was running for office, I think Secretary of State here in California. He's pretty squared away conservative. I met him a couple times. And he's talking right now about the situation with the president being taken off the ballot, supposedly, off the primary, by a bill in California that was SB 27, and it just was 2 days ago that the Governor Gavin Newsom signed it. Now, he signed it knowingly, willfully, and with a forethought that it is unconstitutional. He gets it. He knows it's unconstitutional. So therein lies the problem. Is he deliberately violating Article 6 of the Constitution, the Supremacy Clause? Which means, basically, that you can't write a law at the state level that's going to supersede the laws of the Constitution, which is exactly what they've done. And he signed it, knowing that. Okay, now that's different. He's known this business. Here comes Muser.
United States Constitution. And so California's legislature, in their attempt to try to one-up Donald Trump, in their anger over Donald Trump not revealing his tax returns. You know, there is nothing in the law that says a president must reveal, show their tax returns. There's no federal law. Constitution doesn't require it. California has decided that they're going to make that a law that, Trump has to reveal his tax returns or he's not going to be on the ballot in California. And you know what? If this law is held to stand and Donald Trump doesn't turn over his tax returns, you know what that means? That means Trump would not even be at the top of the ballot, and it would be a landslide election for Democrats all up and down the state, because many Republicans wouldn't even go to the polls because they go, why vote? Because I can't vote for Trump. So this would have a major impact up and down the state if Donald Trump is not on the ballot in 2020. So let's talk about this. You know, Republicans wanted to see Obama's birth certificate, but they didn't go and pass laws that say in order to be on the ballot in Georgia, you have showed your birth certificate. You know what? You know, Republicans didn't say, hey, you know, they wanted to see Barack Obama's school records. They didn't say, hey, in order to be on the ballot in Kansas, you must first show your school records. This is not how partisan politics works. The Constitution sets forth the requirements of who could be run for president and who can't. And California is thumbing its nose at the United States Constitution, is passing this unconstitutional bill that they're trying to one-up, say that the Democrat majority in California is rules over the United States Constitution.
That point right there that Muser makes is the violation of Article 6 of the Constitution. That's what that is. In a minute, we'll play some more of this, and I'll read to you directly Article 6 of the Constitution. So you kind of understand where we're going with this. Okay? And why it's so important, because with all the other things, with the failed state mentality, and all the evidence that we've gone through with 79 grievances in New California, and next Tuesday is 80. Do you believe that? We're 15 away from 95 grievances. 95 grievances. Gee, I wonder where 95 came from. I don't know. Are you kidding me? I don't know where 90... Well, you know, you need to do a little bit of research. to understand what this is all about. Okay, so I think what I'm going to do is do the reading right now. I think I might even do the whole reading of this bill, or not of the bill, but the grievance number 79, so you get the drift of it all. But I'm going to read to you certain parts right now, so that we can hear a little bit of Mueser going on here. Now this, what I'm about to read, I think, if everything boots up properly, is the Article 6, Article 6 of the Constitution. It's known as the Supremacy Clause, okay? Now here is Article 6 of the Constitution. Let me see, it's scrolling. State of New California, grievance number 79. Now I'll read you the whole grievance in a little bit. But this is Article 6 of the Constitution. Article 6 of the Constitution states this. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Which tells you this is the law of the land and the United States Constitution. So if you're in a state, you can't make anything that's over that law, that's contrary to that law. And that's exactly what they've done here with SB 27. It's a law that's been made contrary to Article 6 of the Constitution. A constitutional crisis is at hand, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a matter of they write a law and then they take it to the court and they say, oh, it's unconstitutional. This is a fact in which a sitting governor and a sitting legislature knowingly and willfully and with a forethought coldly calculated that they were going to violate the Constitution together, and they've done that. Effectively, see, maybe he didn't quite get it when he signed that little law on Monday, that he was in such violation of the Constitution. Here's more from Mueser.
And they think, and Gavin Newsom signed this bill into law probably about 30 minutes ago, saying, hey, we're greater than the United States Constitution. We have more power than the United States Constitution. And so Gavin Newsom and the Democrats in the state of California have said, you know what? We're going to make sure that Donald Trump turns over his tax returns. Because we want to see it. You know what? I'll be honest. I wanted to see Donald Trump's tax returns in the primary of 2016. But he didn't turn it over. And I didn't think that Donald Trump needed to be removed from the ballot because he didn't turn it over. That's not the requirement. That's not in the power of the legislature. It's in the power of the United States Constitution. And the Constitution is silent on that. And so the state of California can't require Donald Trump to show his tax returns or else he doesn't get California's electoral votes. It's sad. It is a very sad day because, you know, Gavin Newsom swore when he took the oath of office that he would uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And he has not done so. When he signed this bill, he is not protecting the Constitution of the United States of America. That is a tragedy where he's putting his own personal preferences above the United States Constitution. The United States Constitution has two major portions, two major things. It tells how the federal government runs, and it restricts power from the people in certain areas. And you know what? Gavin Newsom has just thumbed his nose and said, I don't care that the Constitution limits my ability. I'm going to just do it anyways. We saw this attitude when he was mayor of San Francisco, and nothing's changed. He's the same man. He's going to push the envelope. He's going to do what he can. And until...
That's what dictators do, isn't it? A dictatorship in California.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life.
That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so this is grievance number 79. And it just so happens this was read on the 30th of July, which was the final day in by which the governor had to sign SB 27. It was written before he signed it. I believe we read it before he signed it. But that, you know, so never mind. It's up on the website. You can see it. You can go to newcaliforniastate.com and go to the grievances and you can see it. Okay, grievance number 79. State of New California, grievance 79. Declaration of grievance, statement of facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical state government which fails to provide a Republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern border the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator who openly defies federal law. California state government is in direct violation of the following. United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. And on application of the legislature or the executive, when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence. United States Constitution, Article 6.
This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of the state, any state, to the contrary notwithstanding. Order of the day, keeping the president off the ballot. California's monoparty political machine, its socialist governor, along with communist state legislators, socialist elected officials, agencies, and unelected regional governance boards, are colluding to create a communist California state in direct violation of both Article 4, Section 4, and Article 6 of the United States Constitution. California State California Senate Bill 27 was sent to the socialist governor's office on July 15th, 2019. After passing the Senate 29-10 in the Assembly 57-17 along party lines, the socialist governor has until the 30th to act on SB 27. Introduced by two communist senators, it would require presidential and gubernatorial candidates to release their most recent 5 years of tax returns as a prerequisite for appearing on the California ballot. Lawmakers in 25 states have introduced bills linking ballot eligibility to presidential candidates releasing their tax returns. The Nexus News database shows California to be the only state that has sent such a measure to the governor. Both communist senators who authored the bill reject criticism that says SB 27 is an attempt to punish the president, who has famously feuded with California officials via the media and in court since he began his presidential campaign in 2015. Instead, the two communist senator authors say SB 27 is an attempt to preserve democratic norms by ensuring that voters know how candidates' financial entanglements before they become U.S. president or governor of the nation's richest and most populous state. It's unclear, however, whether the measure is constitutional. Some attorneys say the Constitution has long enshrined states' rights, including partial sovereignty on many fronts. The U.S. Supreme Court has held a state cannot add additional qualifications for candidates for federal office. That's a fact. California's Legislative Council cited history in 2017 opinion, raising doubts about whether Trump could be compelled to release his taxes as a precondition of getting the Golden States ballot. Now listen to this. The former socialist governor vetoed a similar bill, cited bad precedent in vetoing similar legislation in 2017. Brown not only questioned its constitutionality, he worried about the precedent it would set in his veto message. Listen to this message. Today we require tax returns, but what would be next? 5 years of health records, a certified birth certificate, high school report cards, and will these requirements vary depending upon which political party is in power, he wrote. California's enactment would start the U.S. down a road that well might lead to an ever-escalating set of differing state requirements for presidential candidates. Now, you think he's a Democrat who loves these escalating entanglements, right? But not this time. The communists in the California legislature, along with socialist governor, have now weaponized the entire governance machine of the largest state in the union, creating yet another totalitarian tool designed to destroy the constitutional rights of United States citizens living in California. California's trajectory towards totalitarianism is being now being revealed. California is in advanced stages of turning into a communist state modeled after both the Soviet Union and China, the largest communist nation in the world. The race is on not just to save California as a member state in the Union of States known as the United States of America, but the race is on to save the United States and the 50 states that form the Union of States itself. New California State Movement stands in the breach to save the Union of States known as the United States of America. We stand there proudly, I might add. Insurrection. This is the other part you probably haven't heard before. The government of California, the current socialist governor and monoparty system, along with local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the U.S. Constitution. The Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that governs the ability of the president of the United States to deploy military troops within the United States to put down lawlessness, insurrection, and rebellion. Acts of secession. Therefore, the California government, in conjunction with it, the socialist state executive, instituted wherever the current socialist governor has usurped power, has created a reign of terror on United States citizens living in California with the intent to secede from the United States of America and thus destroy the very union of states which secures our liberty and freedom. Abdication of authority, betrayal by the sitting socialist governor of California, the monoparty legislature, and local elected officials is evidence of abdication of their responsibilities of authority and sovereignty over the state and citizens of United States living in California. Prayer. The citizens of New California State pray for the President of the United States to exercise his authority under the Insurrection Act of 1807 to end the tyranny being foisted upon the United States citizens living in California State. That was grievance number 79. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? So Gavin Newsom deliberately signed it knowingly. Deliberately, knowingly. Well, well, well. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, New California State. Okay, we've got a whole bunch of things happening right now. And God, it's just an absolutely gorgeous day out. It really is. And I hope it's a gorgeous day wherever you are, wherever you're listening. But, you know, once again, people are wanting to push the envelope of the Constitution. They're trying to go extra constitutional, and this is of course unacceptable. So we're going to see some major things start to happen with this kind of behavior because it's unacceptable. Clearly, it's unacceptable, and I don't think we're going to tolerate any of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? If you know what I mean, anyway. So we got a lot of stuff happening on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website A21R.com. And of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. The thing about the grievance, it does have an impact. And by the way, we're up to 80 grievances, 80 weeks of history for New California, 80 weeks of history. Yeah. 80 weeks of history. Just got one of these little memes about the guy in Canada, Canada's leader, Trudeau. In just a few years, I improved life for millions of illegal immigrants, criminals, terrorists, corporations, and foreigners, everyone I could except for the one country I was actually responsible for. Boy, does that sound familiar, huh? Does that sound familiar? Anyway. We got a lot of things going on. Absolutely, we do. A lot of things going on. Okay, so Trudeau. Boy, what is up with Canada? You know what I mean? Canada's a tough place to be, I guess, you know. 16 Marines arrested on charges ranging from human smuggling to drugs. I wonder if there's another story to that. We covered that a while back, but is there another story to that? I don't know, stranger, but I know that there's some stranger things happening, if you know what I mean. Stranger things happening. Michael Moore. God, what a moron. A guy who deliberately lies about Columbine, you know, just as a start, right? Amazing. Oh, here's one. Reagan made racist remarks in taped conversation with Nixon. Okay. Poll. Less than half of students say USA most powerful country. Newly unearthed audio. Yeah, here we go. What I love is you take and look at past historical norms and you use them as comparisons of today's real life, right? That's really what you do. Ah, Snowden memoir to reveal whistleblower's secrets. I'm going to dive into the racist remarks of Ronald Reagan and see what we have. It says, Ronald Reagan's long-hidden racist conversation with Richard Nixon. In newly unearthed audio, the then-California governor disparaged African delegates of the United Nations. Says, the day after the United Nations voted to recognize the People's Republic of China. Then California Governor Ronald Reagan phoned President Richard Nixon at the White House and vented his frustration at the delegates who had sided with the United States. Last night, I tell you, to watch that thing on television as I did, Reagan said. Yeah, Nixon interjected. Reagan forged ahead with his complaint to see those monkeys from Africa, from the African countries. Damn them. They're still uncomfortable wearing shoes, Nixon gave a laugh. The past month has brought presidential racism back into the headlines. This October 1971 exchange between current and future presidents is a reminder that other presidents have subscribed to the racist belief that Africans or African Americans are somehow inferior. The most novel aspect of President Donald Trump's racist gibes isn't that he said them, but that he said them in public. Of course, he didn't say anything that was racist. The exchange was taped by Nixon and then later became the responsibility of the Nixon Presidential Library, and then, which I directed, who is this? Which he directed. Who is this? Tim Naftali. Tim Naftali. I don't know that name. I'm very familiar with the president, with the Nixon Library, though. It says, the exchange was taped by Nixon and then later became the responsibility of the Nixon Presidential Library, which I directed from 2007 to 2011. And when the National Archives originally released the tape of this conversation in 2000, the racist portion was apparently withheld to protect Reagan's privacy. A court order stipulated that the tapes be reviewed chronologically, and chronological review was completed in 2013. Not until 2017 and 18 did the National Archives begin a general review of the earliest Nixon tapes, and Reagan's death in 2004 eliminated the privacy concerns. Last year, as a researcher, I requested that the conversations involving Ronald Reagan be reviewed. And 2 weeks ago, the National Archives released a complete version of the October 1971 conversation involving Reagan online. When the UN took its vote to seat a delegation from Beijing instead of from Taiwan in 1971, members of the Tanzanian delegation started dancing in the General Assembly, and Reagan, devoted defender of Taiwan, was incensed and tried to reach Nixon the night of the vote. Reagan despised the United Nations, which he described as a kangaroo court filled with bums. And he wanted the U.S. to withdraw. He certainly characterized the United Nations that way, correct? Don't even submit to me the problem that it's difficult to turn off since they've already accepted it, Nixon explained. Just turn it off. On the grounds that I will be out of town. Wow. Big one. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-200-8000.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. So we're going to play this little tape here. This is it out of context? Is it out of history? We don't know. We'll see.
I tell you to watch that thing on television as I did.
Yeah.
To see those monkeys from those African countries. Damn them, they're still uncomfortable wearing shoes.
Well, and then the tail wags the dog there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The tail wags the dog.
Okay, well, who's that? Then there's another portion. I guess this is another portion here.
I, for example, just had a call from Reagan, California, and, you know, he's been out there and so forth, and as you can imagine, there's strong feeling that we just shouldn't, as he said, he saw these, as he said, these cannibals on television last night, and he said they weren't even wearing shoes, and he says here the United States is going to submit its fate to that, and so forth and so on, and you know, but that's typical of a reaction, which is probably quite strong.
Hmm. Yeah. That was back in 1971. Yeah. That's the way people talked, unfortunately. And I know they're saying, let's apply 1971 to now, right? And it was inappropriate. I don't agree with it, obviously. And I would never say those things. But, you know, back in the day, that was the conversation. And it was wrong. No one supports that. But to apply it to modern day terms and whether or not, you know, I'm sure that he would be politically corrected. This is a guy back in 1971 without the benefits of political correctness as it was being foisted upon. And, of course, there was big stuff going on with the United Nations then. And a lot of people were pretty angry, pretty upset over the United Nations and this whole notion of sovereignty, which would give rise to what we have right now, which is worldwide governance. So that was the concern of Reagan. That was a concern of everybody back then. But yet people were really, and even Nixon, in my opinion, didn't take a lot of hard, you know, stances against the United Nations per se. He probably should have. But, you know, he was on course to, at the time, to do what? To bring China into the fold. Get it? So Nixon wanted China, and he got it. And the rest is history. Of course, what's happening with China today? In our country today, in the state of California, how much money does California owe China? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.